Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Old School versus New School.
Oh, no, man. The only thing you don't understand is it has been, man. We're done. My days is – the good thing about it is, I can tell you this right now, no matter where direction that the university goes, I can sit back and since I'm on air, I'll say I'll smoke a cigar, but I don't smoke cigars. Yeah. I like the nature's
– yes, sir.
What is it called? The devil's lettuce?
Yes, sir.
But, yes. It was funny. I had a 14-year-old kid. We were playing in a tournament once, and we just had our team breakfast, and then we got on the elevator to, go up and get ready to go to the game. This is one of the best moments I ever had coaching. Seriously, 7:30 in the morning, just drove. I think we were playing up in Des Moines somewhere, so I'm tired. You know, we drove up late Friday night, Saturday morning. First of all, you got to make sure everybody's there. So we're getting up there, and this dude always messes with us. Like, dude, you ain't never had a bad day in your life. I said, you could have 5 Fs, and you coming in here because you gonna figure. He thinks he's gonna figure it out, but he's a good kid. So somebody must have been on the elevator before, you know.
Left
the essence. And so, you know, me being the adult, I didn't want to say anything. You know what I mean? Because I think he might have been 12, 13, 14 years old. He's breathing, he's like, ah, the devil's lettuce. Right? But hold on. This is the best part. He did that and simultaneously got to his floor, door open, and walked out. When I tell you I was laughing so hard I was crying, I couldn't even speak because I couldn't believe I just heard. First of all, I didn't even haven't heard it call it the devil's lettuce before. But then it all was like, then everybody looked at, we all looked at each other like, did he just say that? And then drop the mic.
I may be the only person I know who's only taken one puff of it ever. Ever. I did.
Why?
Puff.
Why just not participate, my brother?
Well, this is the thing.
Come on, man.
But I asked the same question. Like, why should I?
Yeah, that's true.
Like I
do it because I don't. I mean, I
you know,
like
I'm a natural contrarian, so I don't know why that surprises you.
It's not. I don't do it for recreation. I do it for pain management.
No, that's evolved as well.
Right.
So, circa 1970, when everybody was doing it, and I was trying to figure out who I was. So I wasn't in control of me. That was my one thing. I had enough difficulty trying to control me.
Yeah, I got you.
Sober.
Yeah, yeah, and it depends on how you react, though. You get you a bad batch, you have a bad, you might not have a good experience, man.
Well, I'll say this, because my older brother never did, and he was my hero. So he, and then I was an athlete, so I was playing ball all the time, and I didn't want anything getting in the way. I didn't want anything getting in the way, so I made that choice. And then it's funny because everybody else in my family, other than me and my brother, if there was a Hall of Fame for indulging, they're in it. Like they're in the Snoop Dogg wing.
But you know
they're in the Cat Williams wing. They're in the Cheech and Chong wing.
I'm gonna ask you this before we get into
The Willie Nelson wing.
I was gonna ask you. You took the words right out of my mouth. The person that Then we'll get into football. The one person that Snoop said that smoked him underneath the table was Willie Nelson. And Snoop said, and that's big, you know, considering Snoop. But back to old, back to this new school thinking. But, you know, to be honest with you, with this Nebraska, you got to give, you know, on the surface, you got to give the coaching staff credit where they came in. And, you know, you got, I mean, first of all, I thought coming into this job, being a 4-8 team, truth be told, I always said this is an easy job to take over. And reason why is because – and you got to give Scott Frost and his staff credit too, but then also you got to give major props to Mickey Joseph and that same staff as well. So there's two staffs built into one.
Yes.
A lot of the recruiting and a lot of the stuff when since Mickey came, it really changed and really amplified, even though they were kind of on, you know, lame duck type of status – approve it type of status. I don't want to say lame duck because I think if they would have played substantially better, they would probably still be here. So anyways.
Well, they could have been 500 and still not got the job.
True, but I think if the
Carolina.
If the product was
better,
yeah, you wouldn't have had as much transition or during the season at least. Right. So a lot of the legwork was done prior to. And a lot of the change – and, you know, or start of a snowball change in the culture was done after game four, right? Because the culture just didn't change with the head coaching change. It changed that you had the coaching staff. And you got to give the guys that were, you know, here before, you know, obviously Mickey and Bill Bush took over, that they said, you know what, we're professionals. We're going to go, we're going to help this thing out. And they all coached their butt off and finished out the right way and did the, so you got to give that. Give them props and part they're part of this right here, you know, this end product. So you got to give them, you know, more don't just think like, oh, this has just been Matt Rhule and those guys and they just went out, you know, this some of the work has been done before. Now on to the present day staff, you got to give them credit to come in at the Monday after Iowa, right? Mm-hmm. Or head coach at, and then piece together a staff. I mean, the last three guys didn't get hired until way after the first signing period, and rehab relationships, you know, Malachi Coleman being one of them, Cameron Linhart being another, because he decommitted originally.
He decommitted.
Mickey rehabbed the Dylan Raiola. Matt Rhule continued along it, mm-hmm. and now is a true player in it. And now a lot of things have – now it's in more in, – I wouldn't say in Nebraska's control – but they actually have a legitimate chance. Now, they
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
could – they won't lose him. I felt like they lost him the first time. I can't speak for him.
Yeah, they lost him. Had him to lose.
They lost him, and if they don't get him this time, somebody else – it won't because they – you know, they lost him. And
so they have – they're in a really good spot.
They're doing every – at least –
we'll use the sports analogy. They control their own destiny.
Well, they're not. Yeah. Well, I don't think that, because if they wanted to control it, he'd be committed right now. Yeah. But they are doing everything that they can do. You won't go back and say what if. But you know, they've done a decent, you know, good job of going out and addressing some needs and trying to, you know, this is Matt Rhule par for the course. No different. He's done it everywhere he's been at. It came in and about faced everything in the program, and including the roster.
Is that good this time? Because the last time that happened, we're about to see. People lost their minds because this is the Mecca, and change.
Well, when was the last time?
Well, post Coach Osborne, when the new AD came in and facilitated some of the removal of the legacy connection.
Well, I mean,
right?
I think the biggest thing. Well, first of all, there's two different things here. Like, if you're just looking coach to coach, Matt Rhule has a track record before here that has worked out in some form or fashion in a positive way. I'm sure that some of his, you know, remnants and remnants is still at Temple, and probably help Dave Aranda down there at Baylor continue along the process. From what he came into Baylor, blew that thing up, got it to be winning to where now they're pretty, you know, they're better than when they were before. You know what I mean? So I think like that's a little bit different versus like, unless Matt Rhule comes out and says, I either says it or by actions, I consciously want to erase the 5 national championships and the winning ways around here, then there's nothing that's the same. Whereas like Callahan was like consciously trying to do it. Now, until they say that, you know, like guys that have played here can't come around and all that stuff, and the stuff that they were doing when Callahan was here, it's a little different. So now, do I really think you needed to blow it up? Most likely not. But when you're paying somebody, what was it, $8, $9, $10 million, then you know that's their prerogative to do it.
Well, I look at it this way, and in fairness, I would ask you the same thing I asked myself about it. When it comes to a new coach coming into a situation like this, would I change certain things? Not everything.
Sure.
I wouldn't change everything.
Yeah, I don't.
There are definitely things that need to be changed. So I would ask you, they're now the fighting foremans.
But they're already doing it. Like the – they're them going out and granted, the first year, it's always an uptick. Because, look, the same thing that all the media heads were talking about Matt Rhule's stuff, their staff, they were saying about Frost and those guys. Frost was literally coaching UCF, flying out to get Adrian, flying back for practice. He was doing all that, and the staff was out recruiting, you know, and so the first year is, I would say, is always the easiest, but you know, I think they've changed probably their approach.
Isn't that the easiest year to recruit?
Sometimes, but not really.
If you're the new guy in the neighborhood with the new house and the newest furniture and the newest stereo being put in, your house is immediately the most popular house in the neighborhood.
Sometimes,
right?
But.
Until they find out you can't cook and you can't grill and you don't season your meat.
Yeah, but if you've been a loser, like Nebraska's been a loser, ain't nothing easy. It's not, man. You can't – selling a loser for the last, I don't know, however many years is not an easy job. That's why you got to give them the props, but also you got to give props to the guys that have been here before and set the foundation. I think this is an easier job when you're taking over 4-8, so that's why I'm probably would say that if I was coming in, would I change – everything. I don't think you have to. I learned this in the NFL. Just because guys are on bad teams doesn't mean all 53 guys are bad players.
It's just facts.
It's just humanly impossible.
Facts.
Just on the pure numbers. You know what I mean? You can't say that everybody here, everything is wrong. Now that maybe some things have been done wrong or the way they went about it is done wrong, or some things have been glossed over that should have been paid more attention to, so forth and so on. But I think as he's going about it is different. You know, I think I'm sure that, you know, the communication is probably a little bit more effective. I think the plan probably in recruiting is probably they've done it before. I think these guys have done, you know, they're kind of like doing the little things. Now you got to continue to do this in year two, three, four, and five, six, and seven, and eight, you know, and all this other stuff. So, but, you know, it's a good start, and they got a ton of guys that, you know, that wide receiver room and that edge room, boy, they're going to be looking at each other. You know, and I know some guys, you know, like I think Maverick Noonan will eventually, you know, probably be big enough to go from the edge into maybe like a five or something like that, and some other guys. But, you know, the, you know, there's a lot of new faces going in there with guys that have been waiting for their opportunity. So, like I said, when you get here, it doesn't mean that this whole roster was garbage or they're not good players or they don't know how to play football. I think it's when you aren't really dominant at the quarterback position and you're average at best, especially on the offensive line position or offensive line, and what you've done to develop the offensive line before they've gotten here and maybe you missed on some guys, then that's how you're able, you know, that's how you're, you know, you struggle a little bit.
You did a perfect setup and segue.
Yeah.
Next segment was this, because the question for me was, where do you rate the rooms? Rate the rooms on, and you can tell me whether you want to rate it from 0 to 5 or from 0 to 10.
I was told that you're not supposed to do 0 to 10. I heard the new age. See, we're going new age here.
Right. Okay.
New age, Austin. This is probably in your age range, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Since you're overly, it's supposed to be 0 to 7.
I'm all in.
Let's do a 20 to 80 scale.
Right? We'll do 0 to 7.
0 to 7. That's what I've heard.
J4. This is the Harvard. This is the Ivy League degree.
Oh, somebody told me this, so I can't take credit for it. Only two ways I knew how to measure it: 0 to 10 and 0 to 5. 1 to 5. That's it. Because when you go to the doctor's office,
this is the standard. Yeah. We will have Jay break down. We'll go through the rooms. All of the rooms of this program, and Jay Foreman will break it down when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.